You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at Site Village in Birmingham. And it's not just technology here. We've also got support services for blind and partially sighted people. And I'm with two people from Look UK. Would you just sort of give me a rough idea for people who have not come across Look UK before, what you are and what you do?
Yeah, sure. It's Ruth Story from Look UK. Yeah, so Look is a charity supporting visually impaired children and young people, also their parents or their carers as well. The primary service that Look UK runs is a peer mentor project. Moona, who you'll hear from in a tick, is one of our peer mentors. So young people can have a peer mentor with Look from any age between 11 through to 29. So for some of the younger ones, they might be talking about embarking on their high school journey and wanting to connect with somebody else that's been that young person with a visual impairment in the classroom, which can sometimes feel quite isolating or quite daunting. People have different relationships with their access tech or kind of their identity as somebody with a VI. And our mentors are here to support, share their lived experience, and be like a trusted kind of beacon in kind of making decisions about what they're wanting to use, what they want to say about themselves and advocating for themselves. And then the kind of topics that young people talk to their mentor about can really vary, but as young people get older, they're often talking about study skills, developing their independence, building peer connections. And then we also have mentoring specifically for people at university. So if you're about to embark on university or kind of like choosing university options, or whether you're settling into university life or already there and you want to kind of make some more sense of the world of disabled students allowance and like talk to someone that's like navigated that labyrinth, that our mentors have been there and they can kind of help kind of soften a lot of that information and share their ideas with you.
And I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? Because a lot of blind and partially sighted young people are in mainstream education now, so they're probably not interacting with as many other blind and partially sighted people.
Yeah, you're right. So isolation is a massive topic that we're hearing from the families, from the young people themselves. Not necessarily saying that young people with a VI can only hang out with other young people with a VI, but sometimes having that kind of some other people to share your experiences with, even if it's only now and again and the bulk of your other friends are sighted, it's really important to have that community around you. And we also run a parent group. So the parent group is an open chat session, most sessions, but then we'll sometimes have some like topic specific sessions with guest speakers, because it can be just as isolating for the families as well, trying to find useful and trustworthy pieces of advice or kind of like share ideas, share their worries. All our mentors have got a vocation of why they got involved, and I'll let Maimuna talk a bit about hers.
Yeah, Maimuna, tell me a little bit about being a mentor.
Sure, I will do. So I'm someone who's severely sight impaired, and I have basically been through mainstream education, so primary, secondary, then I went on to sixth form to my A-levels, and then university. I've just very recently finished my university degree in psychology. And what I have found was that I was very fortunate. I was very, very fortunate in the sense that I was given very good support through the majority of my educational journey. Okay, I had some hiccups here and there, but I definitely think I was lucky in the support that I received. And as I grew older, I realised that that's not always the case for everyone. And I mean, that's really unfortunate and that should not be the case. But I definitely realised the fortunate situation I was in. And therefore, I actually met a Look at a Site Village event when I was at secondary school. So my local authority took me to Site Village, which was amazing, and I met them here. And one of my QTVIs was like, you know, you'd be really good at that, you know, Nina. So come some years passed, and then when I was 19, I applied, and I was successful, and I had some great training. And ever since then, like, it's been amazing. So I've supported around 4 mentees, and they've all been very different ages, so from like secondary school, college. And what I find is that they just really appreciate having that VI connection, especially those that have been in mainstream school, which is, you know, it can happen that you go to mainstream school as well. It's common that you might not have met anyone with a VI before, and therefore just having that connection can be really valuable in what I think sometimes can feel very much like a sighted world and navigating that. So it's been an amazing experience, and I've learnt so much from every mentee that I've supported. So not only are they gaining my lived experience, but I've learnt so much from them as well, and their individual stories and what they've brought to the mentoring as well. So it's definitely something that I think can be transformational for many people.
And I suppose it's also good for your, when you're moving in from college or from university into work as well, you've got those skills of being mentoring somebody else, and you know, something that you can show on your CV as well.
Definitely. There are so many transferable skills within mentoring that can be applied to the workplace. So I actually want to go into working in education as like a mental health kind of practitioner, so working with young children and doing kind of intervention and things like that. And the communication skills that I've developed, the confidence that I've developed, and that ability to make those really important relationships and that rapport building are definitely things that I'll be taking forward.
And finally, Ruth, if people want to find out about Look, where's the best place for people to go?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so our website is look-uk.org. Get in touch. If you kind of just wanted to have a phone chat to learn more, that's absolutely fine. You can drop us an email on info@look-uk.org. And we look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Thank you both very much indeed. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.